Let me tell you a story about campaign financing.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
The campaign official met at dinner with the airline board chairman and told him $100,000 was expected from him. The airline had several matters, including a possible merger, pending before the government. The airline transferred $100,000 to the Swiss account of a Lebanese agent, listing it on its books as a special commission. The agent transferred the money to a New York bank, flew to New York, withdrew it, and $100,000 in freshly laundered $100 bills was delivered in an unmarked envelope to campaign headquarters. That happened in 1972. The airline was American Airlines. The solicitation was made by Herbert Kalmbach, President Nixon's personal counsel. And that is one of the incidents of solicitation close to shakedown documented in the report of the Senate Watergate Committee. But then, after Nixon's resignation, we had 5 years of reform legislation, laws banning favors in return for contributions, banning pressure to get contributions, banning laundering of campaign funds and donations by foreigners, and to eliminate some of the pressure for money, public financing of presidential campaigns. The current presidential campaign, estimated to cost upward of $800 million, indicates that the post-Watergate controls have broken down. And the only difference between Watergate and now is that the ante is way up from $100,000. The main reason? The vast loopholes in the law opened by so-called soft money and political action committees, and the skyrocketing costs of campaigning on television. Suddenly, John Huang and Lipbo are in the headlines, and there's a scent of scandal in the air. Belatedly, Robert Dole last week and President Clinton tomorrow come out for campaign financing reform. The McCain-Feingold bill, which would ban PACs and restrict the use of soft money, is exhumed from its burial place in the Senate. The candidates seem to be saying, "I didn't do anything wrong, and I want to make sure it doesn't happen again." One is justified in being skeptical about these last-minute conversions to campaign ethics. It seems that money remains the mother's milk of politics and the root of all evil. This is Daniel Shore.